Hello everyone, this is Reza.
And this is Kianush.
And today, as so many of you have been curious about it, we're going to give you a tour of our office.
Let's get right into it.
Right. Let's open the door first. Come on in.
All right.
All right. We're now in the office. Our place is a rectangular room with two main sections, the front and the back section. Now, Kianush is going to describe the front section.
All right, upon entering the office, there's a fuse box to our right side and a desk to our left.
Here's the fuse box, by the way.
All right, the desk is surrounded by a few chairs as usual, and it has some office supplies on it. And a laptop. Now Reza is going to show you how exactly it looks like.
All right. There are actually three chairs around the front desk. Two for the visitors. This is one. And this is the other. And getting around the desk, it is the other one, which is an office chair, which I'm now sitting on. There are several objects on this front desk, such as this roll of duct tape with its holder here. And this glass-shaped pencil holder. And other supplies such as this scissor and other necessary stuff. I think it was a marker here. No. But there are some pens and pencils in this container. All right, if you come over here, Kianush.
Okay.
And there's a telephone on the desk. Here it is. It is not plugged in at the moment. But here's the telephone. And a paper holder for writing notes if needed, which, by the way, we don't handle. This desk also has a drawer. Here it is. And there are several papers and tables in it with a very little perfume for the times that we need to be a little more good scented. And there is a little sort of cupboard under the desk. Here it is. It features some cleaning supplies and some tissue boxes and several other stuff that are needed to keep the place tidy. And to my back. Back of the chair that I'm sitting on, there is an outlet on the wall, which is situated a little lower than usual, and it is like maybe 30 or 40 centimeters above the ground.
Yeah, it was kind of hard for me finding that one out.
Yeah, it took me a bit of touching to get familiar with the place.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, standing up, and pushing the chair into its original place. Oh, by the way, there is a trash can under this desk, which I missed. Here it is. Which is, at the moment, full of...
nothingness.
cups and other stuff.
Not nothingness.
It is considered nothingness.
Alright.
Now there is this AC control panel here on the wall, situated at around, let's see, 170 centimeters high, which features a knob to control the temperature of the space. And some buttons that control the behavior, like the fan speed, the state of the AC unit, like off or on, and a button to control whether we want it to be cold or warm. All right, I think that's it for the front section. By the way, there is a considerable empty space here, which we can walk in. And this is the door we just walked in. Here it is, which we're now going to lock because we don't want anyone to intrude while we're recording the tour. All right. I let Kianush to walk you over to the back section.
All right, now we're gonna show you the place in which we do most of our work. This section is separated from the front section by a partition.
This is the back section. As Kianush said, it is separated by a somewhat tall partition, but we have a very easy access to the front section as well. We can walk in and out easily. This section features our primary working places, which are two large desks. The one on the left here is where Kianush works, which has obviously a chair. Here it is. Sorry, I'm gonna sit on it.
I'm sorry.
His computer, his laptop primarily.
Yes.
Here it is. And his keyboard. His keyboard at the moment, because...
non-mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, his keyboard at the moment, because we sometimes plug in some other keyboards, which we're going to...
yeah, we have a stack of them.
His keyboard, which people said it's very silent because it's a rubber dome keyboard. And he's a superhero as well.
Well, that spoke really fast. I don't think people could understand it.
Yeah, anyways.
You have to be using eSpeak. Not many people do, I think.
Yeah. Anyways, he's a superhero. And he has a headphone here. Which I'm holding in my hand at the moment, which he uses unless he wants to show anything to public, which in that case he unplugs his headphones and uses his laptop speakers, which we are in that exact situation at the moment. The headphones are unplugged and the laptop speakers are at the work. And you can hear some people talking outside. Very distracting and very loud. Never mind. By the way, he has a cup on his desk.
I have two cups, actually.
He has two. He says he has two. I think I saw it.
It's on the left.
I felt a paper cup as well. Yeah, here it is. No, it's not a paper cup.
No, no,
no. It's a plastic.
Yeah.
Disposable cup.
Yeah.
So he has two cups. Mm-hmm. He's indulging.
Yeah.
And his phone, which I'm now holding in my hand.
He's checking my messages.
Yeah, and it's really talkative at the moment. All right, so here's the left section. And let's walk over the right section. The right desk is where I, Reza, work. It has a chair, which you can hear that I'm rolling around. Actually, I just rolled it back to sit on. Here's my laptop. And on my keyboard, which is my old mechanical keyboard. Here and my headphones. Here they are. I don't know if you can hear them. I plug them in when I want to work. Here's my phone on the desk, which I don't know if you can hear.
I
Less
think
talkative
it's
than Kianush's.
Yeah, mine talks a lot.
Yeah.
Too many notifications.
And a lot of stuff on the desk, because it's the larger desk. There's this hand sanitizer. The hand sanitizer spray, which we sometimes feel the need to use.
Always feel the need to use that.
Yeah.
That's obsessive.
Yeah, that's a more correct statement for that. And a plastic tissue container here. By the way, I'm not wasting that away. I need to use that to dry my hands because I sprayed the hand sanitizer onto my hand. And an outlet extension, which we plug whatever we need into it. At the moment, our laptop adapters are connected to it. This was the left of my desk. To the right of it, I mean the right section on the desk, there are a lot of stuff, actually. An assortment of keyboards.
Yeah, it's way too many.
I haven't counted. 4 or 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5. No, actually 4. That we sometimes use. We sometimes change our keyboards for a change. Like, sometimes I swap my main keyboard with one of these when I feel more comfortable. There are different types of keyboards, but all of them are rubber dome. 3 of them are normal keyboards. One of them is a mechanical-like keyboard, but it's not a mechanical one, by the way. You can hear the keys that I'm pressing. And also, when someone comes round and they need a keyboard, we lend one of these to them. And there are some boxes piled on the rightmost part of my desk. These now contain, or have previously contained, some of our components, such as motherboards or keyboards, or in some cases RAMs or hard drives. Yeah. And also there is a little empty space on the right side of my desk that we keep the equipment we need to use temporarily. Like recorder containers or carrying pouches or any other stuff that we need to have temporarily available.
Yeah, we have a drawer here.
I forgot to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Completely forgot.
And now he's going to show you.
Hand over the recorder.
All right. You're good.
You go over it.
All right, I'm going to show you.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. It is located under Kiyonushi's desk, by the way.
Yes, it does, on the right side. So, opening the drawer, we have here a bunch of cables, mostly USB cables. We have charging stand for one of our controllers. We have yet another controller, which is a type of PlayStation controller. And there's our Xbox controller. It was a special edition, but I really don't think it is. All right. And here we have our consumables. We have biscuits, many biscuits, way too many biscuits. And
I'd like to munch on them.
Yeah, we do. Until the sweetness drives us away.
Yeah.
We have another perfume in here. We use it mostly to freshen the air.
Mm-hmm.
It works wonders for that.
Yeah.
And
there's our knife.
Here it is.
It's really sharp.
Yeah.
Very useful.
For everything.
For everything. And we have napkins in here. These are for backup, usually.
When we want to have a messy food.
Oh, yeah. They actually came with those messy foods, so. So, yeah, we saved them all. And am I missing anything else? There are a bunch of containers in here. You can never have too many containers.
Yeah.
I think that's it. There were a bunch of sugar lumps in here too. I don't see them now. I think we used them all.
Oh, okay. They're not. I don't know. Not really important.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the entirety of this drawer. Full of good things. Really
yeah.
good things.
Mm. All right. So, have the recorder, please.
All right.
Thanks. All right. So, turning 90 degrees to my right. Let's take the chair out of Kiyonushi's way so it can come over. Yeah. So, turning 90 degrees to my right, there are two significant objects which we use very often. One is our coffee table, or tea table, or whatever you want to call it. It's actually a table with a cupboard and an empty space under it. Did I say two objects?
Yes, it did actually.
Well, there are three, actually. Alright. We use this table to prepare any drinks, such as our coffee, which I don't drink, by the way.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah. And tea.
That's something we both enjoy.
Very much.
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah. And any other stuff, like if we want to make a hot chocolate or something like that. We use this table here. We keep some of our cleaning material in here as well. Like cleaning solutions for glasses and some rags to clean with. And we have way too many plastic bags in this cupboard, which we hope to make use of someday.
Do make use of them.
Yeah, but not as much as we want to.
No, we haven't run out yet.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I hope it is. There is a trash can here also. Here it is. Come closer. Here it is.
It was audible from there.
Yeah, with more detail. Here's our primary trash can, which we use to dispose of whatever feels unnecessary. And for the third object, we have a unit. Move over to my right, please.
All right.
All right. We have a unit that does several things at once. It both cools the water, it has a water cooler, it boils the water, so we use it for making tea, coffee, and other hot drinks. It has a very handy cup container, which we use a lot. Here it is. Yeah, we have some plastic cups in it. And it has a container as well to store whatever you want, which we are now opening and closing it, which we mostly store tea and some other consumables, like this, which is a kind of sweet bread.
We have way too many consumables.
Yeah. Oh, there is an energy drink here as well, which we put here to consume later. Yep. And it's not it. We have still more stuff to show you. There is an empty space between the coffee table and the wall behind it, which serves as a long-term storage space. It is weird, but there you go.
It works.
Yeah.
There are lots of things in there.
The primary thing we keep there is a very large bag of disposable cups, which are not friendly for the nature, but we have to use them.
We have way too many of those, and that's just because we don't enjoy drinking things.
Yeah. And there's another thing. A tripod. Here. And that space. I'm taking the tripod out. Here it is. We use it when we want to record scenarios that require the mic, the recorder, or whatever is mounted on it, not to move and remain stationary. For example, recording tutorials, or recording in ambience, and maybe showcasing our work, which we sometimes feel like doing. For example, we've recorded a very long session, which was around 6 hours, and we cut some of it and put it on some platforms for you to hear. All right, let's set up the tripod to see how it sounds when we use it.
All right.
Okay. I'm now extending it. Let's secure the thing. hope that is not going to make you dizzy, because I'm going to mount the recorder, our current recorder, which is a Zoom H6E, on the tripod. Oh, here you go. You can hand me the recorder. You can hear the water boiling here. Maybe.
Yeah, it's very audible.
Yes. All right. So brace yourselves, because I'm going to mount the recorder on the tripod.
I'm going to sit here.
Yes. There you go. Let's position this right between our desks, so you can have the best of two worlds, me and Kanush. All right, so it sounds like this. When we have our tripod set up and the recorder mounted on it, I'm going to sit at my desk. Kanush
is
sitting at his desk. And it sounds like this when we work.
Almost like this. We're not doing really
well. Yeah, because we're not really working now. It's like this. I'm now facing the recorder, pressing the keys with my right hand. And now I'm facing my computer and typing as I normally do. And because my keyboard is a little bit too loud, you may struggle to hear Kianush typing, which
yes,
he's going to do now.
Yeah. You usually can't hear this one when anything is playing over the speakers on the laptop either, so.
Yeah.
It's
and it makes
really
it worse.
Quiet.
Yeah, and it makes it worse when I type.
Yeah, it really does. I'm still typing.
Still typing. No sound.
There's definitely some sound, but much, much lower.
Yeah, not really audible sometimes.
Okay, we do have other staff too. Currently, we have Mahdi with us. He doesn't live close to us, so he's not here, obviously. We usually speak to him.
Sorry?
Hit this part. We usually speak to him over conferencing applications such as TeamTalk and things like this. All right, would you like to introduce yourself?
Just say hello.
Of course, hello everyone. I am Mahdi. As you have heard before, Kianush has his team talk open. The superhero of one is Kianush.
He's a superhero.
And also he's a superhero, and I am the invisible man because I was here with you from the start.
Yes, he was. And he still is. And Kianush is not using open-backed headphones as well.
Yes.
It is just his laptop speakers. But he does not usually use them.
Yeah,
he uses his headphones.
Open-backed headphones do not leak audio like that. It's just not possible.
Well, if they do, you're going to be so sorry for your ears. Because you're wrecking
awful.
Them.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. That's it for today.
Thanks for listening to this session.
We hope you enjoyed the office tour.